Suddenly Stuart opened his eyes and sat up. He thought about the letter he had sent, and he wondered whether it had ever been delivered. It was an unusually small letter, of course, and might have gone unnoticed in the letterbox. This idea filled him with fears and worries, but soon he let his thoughts return to the river, and as he lay there, a whippoorwill began to sing on the opposite shore. Darkness spread over the land, and Stuart dropped off to sleep. The next day dawned cloudy. Stuart had to go up to the village to have the oil changed in his car, so he hid the canoe under some leaves, tied it firmly to a stone, and went off on his errand, still thinking about Harriet, and wishing it were a nicer day. The sky looked rainy. Stuart returned from the village with a headache, but he hoped that it would be better before 5 o'clock. He felt rather nervous, as he had never taken a girl canoeing before.